This CityWire podcast is sponsored by Scottish Mortgage Investment Trust. Scottish Mortgage invests in some of the world's most promising and exceptional companies, from healthcare breakthroughs to electric vehicles to a green energy revolution. Scottish Mortgage takes stakes in businesses shaping our future economy and society. As with any investment, capital is at risk.
Hello and welcome to The Advice Show. From advice to practice management, this podcast will give you UK and global insights into the financial planning profession. I'm Nicola, a reporter at New Model Advisor, and our guest today is Will Lloyd-Jones, Director of Beaufort Financial Planning, St Asaph and Chester. So this week, 70 UK companies began a six-month trial of a four-day work week, and it has got a lot of people thinking about whether such a model could be successful at their own firms. But a four-day work week is nothing new to Gwil and his firm. So yeah, it's great to have you here, Gwil, to talk to you about, you know, the ups and downs and how this model worked for your advice firm. So I guess to begin, you know, when did your firm begin this trial? How long did it last for? And what made you want to do it in the first place?
Brilliant. Thanks, Nicola. Thanks for inviting me on. This is a topic that I really do hold close to my heart, actually. It's made a big difference for us. So I've been thinking about this trial for a while now. I think that the pandemic was pretty tough going for a lot of us. And it certainly made me more aware of how I wanted to spend my time, who I wanted to spend that time with, and actually what our priorities are. That led me to then start thinking, well, actually, you know, are we most effective working 5 days a week? Are we most effective working just typically 9 till 5 in the office? And exploring a few options. That led to then, as part of my research and looking into this, I'd read a lot into a trial that was done in Iceland between 2015 and 2019. And that wasn't specific to the financial sector. It was pretty across the board. But they found that actually productivity either was maintained or even improved in many firms. So that led me to then approach this topic with the other directors of the firm. And we ultimately agreed to then trial this between December and January. Some would say that this is an ideal time to trial it. And some would say actually it's not a great time because that, you know, typically things are a bit shorter over Christmas and office closing and what have you. We actually ended up extending it an extra month until the end of February to make sure we were comfortable with what was going on. But since then, happy to say that we've rolled that out as a permanent move for us.
Fantastic. So it was successful in the end.
Very successful. So, you know, we tested this in a number of ways, really. And I do think it's still a work in motion. But ultimately, the staff and I are all very happy, very content with what's going on. And importantly, so are the clients. And we've really tried to keep them involved along with this, as well as gathering live feedback as we go along to see if we need to make any tweaks here and there.
Great. And how many employees are at your firm, roughly, Gwil?
We're a fairly small firm. So we've got three administrators and three advisors at the moment. But we are in the process of looking to grow and make a few changes in the business. But it was important for this to work across the board. You know, what I found in the past is from my own personal opinion, is actually that not working 9 till 5 and working lots of evenings and mornings actually has been one of the pros of why I've enjoyed being a financial planner in the past, in that if I work a little bit harder, typically you can get a better outcome for clients and for ourselves. So I've enjoyed that. But ultimately, with having young children, being married and going through the pandemic and seeing how it's affected all of our family separately, that did then make me think, well, actually, how sustainable is it for me to continue working the hours that I was working? And actually, what am I potentially missing out on? And ultimately, what are our staff potentially missing out on as far as families are concerned, by just going through the same old, if you like, in terms of the way that we'd structure our week?
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, you know, I'm sure a big concern that a lot of people have when considering whether this would work at their business, at their firm, is you know, that question of productivity and whether the work that's processed can really, you know, it can be done to the same extent if you're cutting the week down by a whole day. So I guess, you know, was that something you had to consider? And, you know, clearly the answer was yes, it can be done. So could you say a bit more about that?
Yeah, of course. And I think there's two parts to that really for us. So a classic 4-day week will be same pay, but the hours being reduced from 5 days to 4 days. We've kind of taken a slightly more hybrid approach in that we were previously finishing on a Friday at 3 o'clock. So doing a 38 hour week rather than a 40 hour week. And we've cut that then down to 36 hours. So we've added on an extra hour on the Monday to Thursday, and in return having the full Friday off. One of the reasons I felt that we'd try this is because I certainly didn't benefit from the couple of hours on a Friday. I tended to kind of carry on working through anyway. And actually the admin that we did have in the business, you know, speaking to them is what could they make better use of? Actually, those 2 hours were not doing a great deal for them. So in return is an extra, we now work 8:30 till 5:30 in the office. For the advisors, I think there's an incentive to still do more if they want to do more. And typically the payoff of doing a few evenings a week, whether that's sat with a client or whether that's doing some extra work, means that you still get the Friday off. And what was really important to me was that actually we did all have the same day off. Again, that was part of my reading in terms of should we stagger this. But for me, it's all about the team culture. We all work together as a team to deliver fantastic outcomes for our clients. And in return, we all get that same day off. But one of the big things you asked there is in terms of, you know, how can it work? And I think there's two factors that really can make it a success and will ultimately also be the failure if they're not executed properly. One of them is the culture and the individuals within the business. If that culture and the people are not right, if they haven't got clients at heart, if they're not willing to work hard during the time that they're in work, this will just not work, because it's not the case of just having the extra day off in return for no extra work through the week. It's the case of let's all come together, deliver our fantastic outcomes, and we all take benefit from doing so. And actually we found very, very quickly that having the extra day off on the weekend led to us being far more productive through the week for the following week than when we were just having the typical 2-day weekend, which also led to better client outcomes, because if any ad hoc client queries come in, we were better on hand to pick those up. And then the other aspect that I do think it's will make this a success or failure is technology. You have to be able to adapt to new technologies. You need to be able to streamline your processes as far as possible. And we're by no means 100% there yet. But what I found it really interesting is it's very much highlighted those pinch point areas of our advice process that I do need to put some work in to make them a little bit more streamlined. So again, there's a big positive that's come for us in terms of us allowing to see what we need to get better at.
Yeah, interesting. So kind of several factors that are playing into ultimately just maintaining productivity throughout the week. I think a big question as well, Will, that advisors might have is, you know, what do you tell clients and how do you deal with newer existing clients that want to get in contact on a Friday?
Yeah, fine. So I've been very open with all our clients, and I think communication not only internally is key, but externally as well, in terms of us talking to our clients about what's going on and just explaining the reasons behind it. You know, ultimately, the reason we're doing this is not to give our staff extra time off for no benefit in return. Actually, what we're trying to do is to ensure that our staff are healthier, both physically and mentally. They are more focused when they're in the office, and they will make less mistakes as a result. So if I tell my clients, if we can make sure that our staff are, when they're in the office, they are 100% there and able to support our clients, then our clients know that they're going to get a far superior service over time and ultimately over a much longer period of time as well, because we're not putting ourselves at risk of burnout. And for us as a fairly small office, having one or two key members of staff off with either illness or feeling the stress of how things are going can have a huge impact on both us and our clients. So looking after our staff first and foremost will have big consequences in terms of the experience our clients will see.
Yeah, great. And were clients generally quite respectful of that?
Absolutely. You know, and I think they've been through the same process we all have in terms of through this pandemic and seeing what the stresses and strains have come through there. And they've all been very supportive. I can't think of any negative comments from any clients that I've spoken to and just explained the reasons of what we're doing. Ultimately, clients have all got their advisor's mobile number. So if they did have a genuine emergency on a Friday, I always make it clear that they can contact them. But what that means for our advisors is that our advisor can pick up that call if they want to either walk in the dog in the hills or with their kids in the park rather than sat behind a desk on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I see what you mean. And presumably knowing that if they do receive a call, it is important and a serious one that they should take.
Ultimately, again, it comes down to the individuals. And we know that each of our advisors care deeply about all the clients that we service. So it's their client. They're responsible for the client outcomes and the experience. And they know if that a client needs them, that I've got no hesitation that they'll all pick that up and deal with it at the time.
Yeah, great. Well, you mentioned that something that's vital to make this work is to have a workforce that is really committed and can show that they maintain that productivity and that kind of, that motivation to work hard for clients over 4 days, not 5 days. So do you think it's best to be kind of qualitative in how you go about measuring the success of this?
I would do it both ways. So we undertook a survey of our staff before we started in terms of how they felt about certain metrics, whether that's their workload, whether that's their family life, whether that's stress levels, and any sort of apprehensives they did have about going to a four-day week, in which we did have one particular staff member had said that she was concerned with having the extra time off because her husband actually would be working on that Friday. So how would she fill that time? We then did the exact same survey again 2 months later, and it was resounding positive. So all concerns had gone. Everyone had found that that extra day off helped them to better their own life. So another one of our admin had recently become a grandmother for the first time. So it meant that she had far more time to help her daughter, her new grandchild, over the Christmas period. And again, it means that she comes in then on a Monday morning completely refreshed. She feels that she's met all her needs outside of work and then can come in and meet her needs in work. So then on top of that, then we wanted to make sure that the work standards and quantity didn't slip either. So we've been keeping an eye on number of cases that we've been working on a monthly basis. So we have team meetings every other week, and in there we look at all the cases that we've got live at the time. So they've not decreased at all. We also then get compliance stats and key metrics from the network in terms of how many of our cases get passed first time, second time, etc. We've always been quite strong on those, to be honest, and prided ourselves on making sure we do things right the first time to save us time down the line. And that's not slipped at all. In fact, it's probably got better through this. And that's further justification of the extra rest, the extra recuperation that our staff are having with the extra day off is actually fundamentally feeding through into the quality of the work.
Yeah, I see. That's really interesting. So, Will, do you think you could say this being taken up more broadly among advice firms?
I think people will consider it. And obviously with the more wider and publicised trial that's going on at the moment or just beginning at the moment, I think it will help people to consider that. But ultimately, I do think that it will work for the firms that want it to work, and it won't work for those that don't want it to work. It's very much like financial planning for our clients. It's so specific to the firms themselves. And I do see that the key, like I said before, the key metrics are the clients, the technology, and actually the willingness to take on board the 4-day week. If I'm honest, I probably don't want the whole advice profession to take it on board, because we use it as certainly in the local area across North Wales is, you know, a bit of a unique point at the moment, in that we offer the extra flexibility, the extra work-life balance. And in return, we only want the best coming into our business to help support and grow our business. So we're using it as a way of speaking to not just advisors, but back office staff as well, and allowing ourselves to stand out from others.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Actually, just to touch on something you said, you mentioned that, you know, how important like technology is to just kind of speed up your everyday work, really. You know, I think everyone listening knows that for kind of back office staff, you know, paperwork, just admin work has really increased for financial advisors over the past few years. So, how has that kind of helped?
Yeah, so like I said, I think the key thing for us is that we are not perfect by any means, but it has highlighted the areas that we need to get better on. So what we're looking to very soon implement as our advice process is that clients will input their data and update their data, their information before coming in to see us. The majority of our clients do come into the office for their meetings or have it online. We'll then have our meeting, which will be heavily cash flow orientated. So we'll do that within the within the meeting, and then everything is then uploaded onto a platform for the clients to be able to see and have access to past meeting data. So really it's about that onboarding process. Is it, if the clients can add their information themselves up front ahead of that meeting, it saves an awful lot of time and paperwork. And actually, it makes the meeting so much more enjoyable and far more productive if I'm not sat asking a client how much is in their current account or what their national insurance number is during those meetings. So actually, the clients walk away far happier. We walk away far happier because we've had a better outcome. And ultimately, that relationship is just strengthened over time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one final question, really. What do you like to do with your free Fridays?
My Fridays are brilliant, and I really love them because it's time that I never ever thought I'd have. So I've got three kids, and our youngest will be four this summer. So she's now started doing 2 hours in school a day. So on a Friday, I'm able to drop her off at 9 instead of taking her to Breakfast Club before going to school. I then typically have some time, 2 hours for myself, which again is quite a rarity with three kids. So I use those 2 hours to then go running with some friends. I then able to pick up Soph, my daughter, from school at 11. And then I've got 4 hours where it's just pure one-on-one time with her. And that's time that I never, ever expected to have with her as she's growing up, and I've not had with our two older boys. So I'm able to take her out for lunch. I'm able to take her to the park. And it just makes everything else and the longer hours through the week far more meaningful, knowing that I've got that coming at the end of every week.
Fantastic. That sounds like a pretty nice way to spend a Friday. Well, I think we're going to have to wrap up there, but thank you very much, Will, again for joining us, and thank you everyone for listening. If you want to get in contact about this episode, any questions for me or for Will, shoot me an email, nblackburn@citywire.co.uk, or you can find us on Twitter, we're at New Model Advisor. Thanks very much again, everyone, for listening.
This CityWire podcast is sponsored by Scottish Mortgage Investment Trust. Scottish Mortgage invests in some of the world's most promising and exceptional companies, from healthcare breakthroughs to electric vehicles to a green energy revolution. Scottish Mortgage takes stakes in businesses shaping our future economy and society. As with any investment, capital is at risk.